Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Life in Loops. This segment will be slightly different than what you've heard in the past, and that our National Executive Committee is your host. My name is Shefa Nathani, and I currently serve as the National President for ASDA. To kick us off, I want to have everyone introduce themselves to those that are listening. So, Judd, we'll start with you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Judd Burns. I'm a D4 at the University of Louisville School of Dentistry, and I am currently one of two National Vice Presidents for ASDA. Chris?
Thank you, Judd. My name is Chris Elkall. I'm from Oregon. I'm a D4 there, and I am the other National Vice President. And of course, one person could not make it with us today, Joe Linzer. He is our current Speaker of the House. But Shefa, back to you.
Thank you, guys. Yes, we definitely miss Joe, but we are so excited to chat together today about why we joined ASDA and how you can get involved on a chapter level, district, national. So I'll kind of kick us off about my why and how I got started. I started dental school peak COVID, and I moved to a city that I had no family and no friends, and I was in a desperate need of a sense of community. So I kind of did my research and heard that the hottest club around at Tufts Dental was ASDA. So not knowing what ASDA was whatsoever, I decided to apply for a wellness position. And ASDA was the reason that I met my closest friends. It was the reason that I had a sense of belonging and some type of purpose that extended far beyond just the didactic portion and the clinical portion of dentistry. So it was just the greatest gift that I could ever have. But I'm kind of curious to hear, Judd, what about you?
Thank you, Shefa. As a D1, moving to an unfamiliar place such as Louisville from Arkansas, and starting dental school completely remotely, not having a touch point with any of my instructors or classmates, it was really isolating. And so I really longed for that sense of community that I had felt in other student extracurriculars leading up to that point. So it truly was ASDA that propelled me to get involved just outside of my bedroom and to find my first touch point and colleagues at a place that at that point wasn't my home, but now I very much consider it to be. Chris?
Excellent points, Judd. For me, when I was starting out in dental school, I was just going through the monotony of course, class every day, clinic, and then eventually just lab work at the end. And I wanted to be of something, or wanted to be a part of something a little bit greater, and I wanted to have an influence over what's going on in my profession, of course, in the future. And where I was looking around, I found ASDA was at my chapter level there, as well as my district going on. So immediately jumped on the opportunity of getting more involved, and immediately, you know, saw a sense of purpose and saw a sense of, you know, being involved and the influence as dental students we can have on our profession at such an early age. And that was definitely a big why I, you know, joined such what I think is an amazing association. But yeah, we'll throw it back to you, Shefa.
Well, I really like that we all kind of found our way to ASDA in just different avenues. And now that everyone had a chance to hear about our whys, I think this is our opportunity to tell them about the amazing America's Student Dental Association and how there's three different ways that you can really get involved. So, Judd, can you tell us a little bit more about National ASDA and why it's so amazing?
Yeah, so thank you, Shefa. We'll start at kind of the top level and we'll move our way down, but I want to emphasize that there is no level of ASDA that is more important than the other. There's the national, the district, and the local level, and you can get involved in any of those three, and they're all equally important to improving the rights and welfare of dental students in some way. Even though all of my ASDA experiences have truly been phenomenal, one of the standout experiences is the ability as a dental student to get to attend our national conferences. These are very high-level events that offer great resources to our members that they're not traditionally taught or provided in dental school. And so it's just a wonderful exposure to all that the dental profession has to offer. And again, often packaged in an atypical way that really encourages students to learn and lean into the experience that they are having at that moment. So for example, National Leadership Conference, where we currently all are in Chicago, is a time to grow both as an individual, a teammate, and most importantly, as a student leader. Listening to renowned dental speakers and speakers not in the dental workforce that come from across the country, networking with premier industry partners and gaining exposure to best practices and networking with vendors in our industry are also important. And then finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our seminal governance event, which is our annual session. Similar to how the American Dental Association has their House of Delegates meeting, whereby they decide governance and resolutions and elect their national leaders, so too does ASDA have its own internal governance event, where we vote on resolutions that are most important to dental students at the time. We elect our national leaders for a year term, as well as our district trustees. So there's so much that goes into these national events, besides just the learning component, besides being exposed to new and exciting avenues in the dental profession, that gives students an active opportunity to become their own best advocates for their future. And that's kind of really cool to me that we have that ability as a student association while in dental school. Chris, why don't you tell us a little bit about your involvement then at the district level of ASDA?
Yeah, no, of course. Now, alongside, you know, the national components of ASDA, ASDA is in a tripartite structure. So as a part of your chapter level, you are also part of a greater district level. So this brings together, you know, 5 to 9 chapters in your region and bonds you together in a district. And what that entails is you, your own, have a district cabinet, district trustee, who's in charge of putting together, you know, events, opportunities to bring together people from multiple chapters all together. So that's a phenomenal opportunity to get involved at that level. And then alongside that, if you're, you know, can't make it to one of our national meetings, always look to your district meetings that are happening every year at different locations, different areas. And this is a great way to get involved. That's a big reason of, you know, why I became involved with ASDA. It all started for me at my local district meeting. And that's where I met the trustee at the time. He encouraged me to, you know, apply for his district cabinet the following year. And I joined forces, and it was a phenomenal time for me. I served as the chief of staff and treasurer. So I was really hands-on, could keep tabs on everything going on, and really served kind of right-hand side of the trustee at the time. And that kind of propelled me to District 10 trustee last year. And I was really able to take hold of that meeting and, you know, shape it into what I thought a great vision would be for the students of my district. I reached out to the District 11 trustee at the time, and we combined forces and put together a meeting that brought together way more students than we were expecting. I think we brought over 300 students together on the West Coast, where they were able to hear from different speakers, where they were able to network with each other. And it was just a phenomenal opportunity to see such hard work go into it, but also the reward we were able to see in all the students' eyes. And I see people who have gone to that meeting before, and they still come up and talk to me about it. And it's just a great experience overall. So highly recommend for anyone to attend their local district meeting as well. But Shuffa, why don't you tell us more about, of course, that final component that we have as, you know, chapter members?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, currently serving as national president and being a previous District 1 trustee, national and district parts of ASDA has always been near and dear to my heart, but chapter level has definitely been my favorite. I mean, it really gave you such a sense of community going to those chapter meetings, attending fun ASDA events, lunch and learns. It gave you something to do outside of the didactic and the clinical portion of dentistry. Dental school can sometimes be such a mundane and very stressful place, but attending events at the chapter level through ASDA, it really gave me the opportunity to talk about other things that encompass the field of dentistry. It gave me the chance to work with companies and see what life after graduation could look like. It gave me a chance to indulge in conversations with classmates that had similar interests as myself. And at the end of the day, it gave me that family that I really needed when I was so far away from my own in Florida. So the chapter level was always so special to me, and I'm so blessed to be a part of a community that ASDA was able to give to me. It was really special.
Now, perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, of course, before we end our segment here, Shuffa, as the queen voice of ASDA, what would you like to share with our members listening? And remember, this is your moment to shine.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris. No pressure. But I want everyone listening to know that ASDA is a family. It allows you to connect with people across the country and be a part of something that's so much bigger than yourself. you know, when you're a part of your own dental school communities, that's your network. Those are the people that you see every single day in the hallways. But when you get to be a part of an association like ASDA, so big, so grand, you have a community across the nation. So as we close out this episode, you've heard about the national level, district, chapter, from your executive committee members. I encourage you all to look into what you're interested in. What piqued your interest in this episode? What aspect do you want to get involved in? It could be chapter, it could be district, national, maybe all three. So I challenge you all to take a look and delve into the world that is the American Student Dental Association. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.